Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick, I'm your host. In this week's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how and why the meeting kickoff really sets the tone. The point of this podcast is to help you become a better leader, a more deliberate communicator, significantly more intentional in a world that doesn't want you to be intentional, wants you to be careless, wants you to consume noise 24/7, wants you to be off point, off message, long-winded, and scattered. Honestly, the podcast is for you as a professional to have communication be clear, concise, and impactful. The podcast is inspired by several books that are written. Brief is one, about being clear and concise. Noise, about how challenging and noisy and distracting our world is. And then a third and upcoming book called Quiet Works and the value of silence in the workday and how we can make silence a secret ingredient of our life. And if you've been in this podcast, you know that about two-thirds of the topic are around clear and concise communication. And I would say about a third of the topics are around quiet and the need to be, you know, more deliberate and more intentional, more reflective. And how the combination of those two things is incredibly powerful, actually. And I recently had a conversation with a professor at the University of Texas who was a former client of mine in real estate, commercial real estate, really, really smart guy and very, very accomplished. And we were talking about this new program that we're building called the Quiet Workplace and this Quiet Works programs. He just chimed in and, you know, he hit some things and suggestions for me. But specifically what he said is that how he has to teach his students how to be reflective. He said they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to be reflective. They don't take time to think. And he has to teach them in the class how to do that because he says, if I don't teach them, they're not going to be able to do the work, the hard work that I need them to do. And recently I did a podcast around, you know, deep work and real value and how that's created, how we can create real value in it in a distraction-free environment. And our environment is far from being distracted, right? So in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about meetings and how the kickoff really sets the tone, that strong start. Yeah, if you can, I highly recommend that you do go back and listen to a couple of podcasts. I've done a number on meetings in different forms. I'm not going to cite all of them that you can listen to again, or if you're new to the podcast to listen to. But you know, episode number 153 was around meeting agenda design. That's important because my headline is from last week's episode is meetings are a design problem, not a people problem. We're not using a really good agenda, so that meeting agenda design is critical. Episode 198 is around a tool that we developed called a brief meeting prep card. If you go to thebrieflab.com and you register, you can download one of these tools. It's a really, really powerful tool that I've developed over the years of leading and facilitating and designing meetings for leaders and executives. Episode number 215 is around the value of silent meeting starts or using silence in a meeting. Incredibly powerful to use quiet as an element inside the meeting to give people the time to prepare and to think and reflect while the meeting is going on. And episode 263 called Meetings Redesigned and Redefined. So I would recommend doing that. Just go back and listen to those podcasts. Go to thebrieflab.com, register, download the brief meeting prep card. I want to start this with a story. Because I think it's an important one. I've been doing this work for a long time, and having been in the business of running a marketing agency, a boutique agency, and engaging with very, very senior executives and around their brand and their message and their narrative for many, many years, I've been in conference rooms and I've led meetings of all shapes and sizes, and I've been the leader of those meetings. So when I pivoted and started the Brief Lab 10 years ago, I started teaching people, obviously, how to communicate in one of those moments is just how do you navigate a meeting. and teaching people how to facilitate them. And we have a course called Brief Meeting Facilitation. If you haven't heard of it, it's a great course. I just led a few up in DC this past week, and it's around, this is why this podcast, I'm doing this podcast this week. It's really around like asking people, have you ever been taught how to run a meeting? And it's incredible, but unanimously people say, no, nobody's actually ever taught me how to run one. So the point of this podcast today is to do that. So my story goes, over the years, people tell me, you should see our meetings. You know, our meetings are terrible. You got to come and just witness them. And my line is always like, I don't want to see your crummy meeting. I've seen enough. I don't need to see more. I've got a large enough sample size of bad meetings where I don't need to see another one. So as the story goes, a colleague of mine who is, he's courageous and he's got deep conviction. And we're going to this meeting up in our nation's capital, and we're going to meet with this very, very senior military leader, and we're going to have a short meeting. We're walking in the front door of this building, and my colleague turns to me and he says, in very, very straight-faced, I've told the commander that you would be willing to sit in his weekly staff meeting, and you can't say no as we walk in the front door. And I looked at him, I'm like, what did you do? And he says, just trust me. So we check in, we go to his office, and he, shakes my hand. And he's like, I really thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. That you would sit in my weekly staff meeting. You don't need to do anything, just be an observer. And it was I felt a little bit ambushed, but it was kind of a cool experience at the same time. So I sit next to him, and he says, you don't need to say anything, just I'll introduce you. And it was kind of unfair to the participants because there are probably about 40 people in this meeting online, these video conferences, and then in person. And it was his weekly staff meeting. And he introduces me as, I call this guy, wrote brief, but you're not being evaluated. It was kind of hilarious and painful at the same time. And I just had a little notepad and I was writing notes. And I sat in this weekly staff meeting. And I don't know how to describe it. This thing just stalled. Honestly, I was sitting there going, okay. I had, in his office, they gave me the pre-read, or what they call in the military, the government, kind of the read ahead, the packet, if you will. And I read it, I scanned through it, and then I was in this meeting, and it just stalled. It stalled for a lot of reasons, and I'm not going to go through all of them right now, but I'm going to talk about the big reason it stalled in the first 2 minutes. The start of the meeting was it's like starting the thing, and it's just like, all right, well, we're just going to get started. Who's first? It was a weak start. And most meetings start that way. They start slow. And they try to gain momentum as they go. Some of them do. They gain a lot of the momentum, but toward the end, and that's why they run late, they run over. Some of them never gain momentum, and they just sort of, they start with a stall, and they just stall out. In this particular case, it never really gained momentum. It was sort of like, in my last podcast, I said it was like dial tone. It just wasn't substantive. But the issue that I want to talk about today is, it really was doomed from the start. And the point that I want you to be focusing on this week is, yes, you've probably never been taught how to run a meeting. I mean, send me an email. Go to info@thebrieflife.com. It'll get to me. If you want to send an email directly to me, it's jmccormack@thebrieflife.com. It'll come right to me, and we'll figure out how to help you fix this problem. So the issue here that I want you to focus on is the first 1 to 2 minutes are critical. Yes, you need to have a great agenda. You need to design a really good agenda. Absolutely, 100%. It's not a people problem. It's a design problem, 100%. But as the meeting leader, in this particular case, the meeting owner wasn't the meeting leader, and it wasn't clear who was leading the meeting. So when we started the meeting, it was like it started, but I didn't know who was kicking it off in the first couple minutes. And that's what I want you to focus on this week, is let me just go through a couple of considerations that you might have as the leader of the meeting. If it's not your meeting, that's okay. You can still design the agenda for the owner and lead the meeting for the owner. In this case, it was a commander. First, just kind of a short list of like five things I would keep in mind. Number one, what's the time and what's the core objective of this week's meeting? How much time do we have, and what are we here to do? that needs to be stated in very, very clear words. You know, in 50 minutes, our core objective is to, and finish the sentence. In this case, there was no time stated and there was no objective stated. Okay, this is not good. It gets worse if you miss the second one, which is, what's the risk if we don't meet? In this particular case, there was no risk stated. For the leader, had he not attended the meeting, there was no risk. Very easily, he could have gotten a summary of the meeting or just read the packet, and he would have gotten 90% of what he needed. He didn't need to be in the room. There was no risk stated. There always needs to be a risk. You're meeting for a reason. If you don't, what's the risk? Tell me what it is. Number three, what's the design of your agenda? Walk me through that quickly. Okay, for the first 10 minutes, we are going to get an update from Bill. In the next 15 minutes, we are going to give me how you've designed it in blocks of topic, who's leading the topic, and the amount of time dedicated to the topic. I call this topic person time. It's in the brief meeting prep card. You need to say it out loud as the meeting leader. Okay, this is how we're going to use our time together today. Explicitly. So I can do the math in my head. 10 minutes plus 15 minutes plus 5, like organize the time. In the staff meeting, there was no sense of like how much time people had. They used a little bit, a lot, too much, not enough. Like I didn't know. Like it was just like, it was like watching a sporting event where there was no timekeeper, no clock, no quarters, nothing. Number four, what's your minimum definition of success? If you get off track or derailed, or if the owner of the meeting or a senior leader decides to divert the conversation, can you tell me what the least thing you need to accomplish so you get something done? And, you know, if you're new to this game of meeting agenda design, you know, you have three sort of probabilities in any meeting. Everything gets done, nothing gets done, or something gets done. So if you look at it on a scale, something defines the difference between success and failure. If you don't define that for me as the participant, I don't know if it was a good meeting or not. It needs to be stated as what we call the MDS, or the minimum definition of success. In this meeting in 50 minutes, our minimum definition of success is to talk about the calendar for the next month. Got it. Okay, I understand. So if we do that, we at least can agree that we've been minimally successful. Yes, we want to achieve all of the things that we set out to do. We want to get our core objective. We want to nail it. We want to crush it, of course. But that's not the real world we live in. So the leader of the meeting is kicking this off by telling us, as all the participants, what that minimum definition of success is. And then finally, what's the tone of you as the leader? Is it a tone of excitement? Is it serious? Is it motivated? Is it like, or having fun? Like what is my tone? What key am I playing the song in? Now, leaders of meetings set tones. They're the conductor. You got an orchestra and you're the conductor. You've got the baton. You are setting a tone. Is this something that you even thought about? So you're kicking this thing off. So this is what it sounds like. I'm really happy that you're all here today. We've got 50 minutes. I know that all will know we're really busy. We've got an agenda in front of you. Everybody's had a chance to read it. If we haven't, let's take 2 minutes of quiet to read the agenda together. I'll give you 2 minutes of quiet right now, starting now. And then you start the meeting with quiet. That sets a tone. People read the agenda. I've read it. And now, as the leader, I may go, let me give you a quick overview of what we're going to do in the next 48 minutes. Now we've taken 2 minutes of quiet. This is how I've organized the agenda. Our core objective for today in less than 50 minutes is to do blank. And I state what it is. You've seen that. That's what we're here to do. This is how I've organized the agenda in times. And I'll keep track of the time. And I'll have my colleague here keep the notes, etc. And are we good to go? Are we ready to start? And then you start. You just do that. Okay? That's how you kick off a meeting. That's how you set the tone. And if you don't do it, you are never going to gain momentum. And if you do, you're going to get it at the end. And then the meeting's going to run long. Okay, so you will win or lose in the first few minutes. It's not enough just to have an agenda. The meeting leader must lead. Just saying.